This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Congress has until the end of the week to avert a partial government shutdown. If they don't act, many Coloradans will feel the impact. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
After Friday, there'll be no government funding for agencies dealing with agriculture and rural development, military construction in the VA, energy and water, and transportation and housing. Before leaving town last week, the Senate started moving on another short-term funding patch to keep the lights on until March. Senate and House leaders have come to agreement on top-line spending numbers, but the details, such as how to divide the funding among agencies, still have to be worked out. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Two Colorado Springs projects are getting tax credits to boost semiconductor production. The State Economic Development Commission approved the credits. The projects are also aiming at getting federal funding under a federal law that seeks to bolster U.S. computer chip manufacturing. Electric lawn equipment could be less expensive this year. A new state tax credit offers buyers a 30% discount on battery-powered lawnmowers, trimmers, leaf blowers, and other devices. Since retailers claim the credits, customers don't need to file any paperwork to take advantage of the discounts. It is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, a good time for women to talk to their health provider about screening and vaccination. Dr. Sonia Novotny is with Kaiser Permanente.
Cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer among women, but it's highly preventable and highly treatable in its early stages.
It mostly affects young women 35 to 44 years old and results in about 4,000 U.S. deaths every year. Vaccines are available that can help protect children and young adults against infections that can cause cervical cancer. It's cold again today along the Front Range with highs close to zero in Denver and around 10 degrees in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.